Welcome back, John Papa, Corey Schumann. We're back in Module 5, the migrating to outer browser scenarios, and we're now doing exercise 4. We've learned a lot about how to go to outer browser, how to change things around in it, some customizations of the windows, and now we talked a little bit about elevated permissions, elevated privileges, elevated trust.
Right.
Something that's
trusted
elevated.
Application.
Elevated. So now that we've been elevated, you're going to show us some of the cool things we can do, such as exporting data.
Absolutely. As we talked about when we customized the Chrome, you had to enable trusted, make your application trusted. So along with that, there's some nice things such as clipboard access, as well as exporting to is COM automation or the automation factory.
Right, and it has a COM object interface.
Exactly. So immediately what you can do is start interacting with via the automation factory with Excel, all the Office products. Excel is a big one because Silverlight is very business applications to be data intensive, and it's awesome to open export to Excel, very commonly requested feature, and then kind of import back. Work with Word, email from Outlook, you can even do PowerPoint. But it's not limited to that. If you have your own COM object that talks to, say, serial ports or
sure.
USBs, you can work with those objects as well. So,
and you can, something that's key there, I think you said, is not only can you talk to those COM automation objects, but you can listen to any events that they might expose as well.
Exactly. So what we're going to do here is, in our application, the scenario is kind of a kiosk. And so, say, for example, you want to grab data back from this kiosk application. So in our application, we have bookmarks. So say, for example, if the user can change or modify those bookmarks and you want to export that data.
Or maybe they just like those bookmarks that are on the kiosk and they want to email it to themselves.
Exactly.
Export it to Excel, email it, and Outlook.
Perfect. So what we're going to show here is in this video, we're going to cover Excel. But in the lab doc, it covers exporting to Excel, exporting to Word, and even if, say, for example, I want to share my bookmarks with you, I could open up Outlook and send them to you. So right now we're just going to cover Excel, and then you can check out the document for more. So let's go back to Visual Studio in the main page. Much like exercise 3, where we had some, in the document we had some sample that we could copy and paste in, and we just commented out. Same thing here. What we're going to do is search for, it's around line 127, and it has some buttons that, let's remove this and just take a look.
Could you do me a favor, and is this the bottom of the list box already?
It is.
So we're going to see this happen as soon as you...
Right, so we're going to uncomment this, and it looks a lot better than what's actually happening. So it's simply a button, not even a style, if you take a look, and it's just an image for the content.
Right.
There are tons of images.
So we just have a grid panel, stack panel, any kind of panel here, and inside of there, we have a stack panel which contains horizontally three buttons with images on them.
Exactly. So what we're kind of concerned about here is the Excel button. Let's go to the code behind, which we have open, and much like exercise 2, we're going to register a click event. I believe I already have that in my clipboard. So let's go ahead and create this plus equals tab. And so when the Excel button is clicked, what we're going to do is we're going to open and export to Excel. So let's take a brief look of what's going on. Automation Factory is what does the magic. This is what goes out to COM and opens up a Excel process.
And it doesn't know about all your COM objects installed. That's why it's using late binding here. That's why you've got a string, right?
Exactly. So, and then this business down here, this code, will actually go out and start calling, like, for example, cell.value, column width, all this is well documented.
Specific.
Exactly. So you can go out there and MSDN has great articles about how to work with Excel via COM. So
the key here is, and if we change this to excel.foo, it would still compile, right? No problems, no errors.
Exactly.
Because it's all late binding. But because we know that's not real, we'll put Excel into application. Automation Factory, if I'm hearing you correctly, cranks up the object, goes and looks for a COM interface if it's there, and then it's using the dynamic keyword to say, I don't know what this type is at compile time, but I do know it at runtime.
Exactly. So what we can also do here is check, and I'm going out on a limb here, is trusted, I believe. I think it's install state is trusted. you can actually check to see if it's trusted. I probably shouldn't go out on a limb, should I?
Just probably not. I think it's the Automation Factory API, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Automation Factory.
Is available.
Is available.
Yep. And is available, we'll check to you. I know, I copy this stuff all the time. If the Automation Factory is available, it's also checking to see if you're out of browser. So you don't have to say this and if you're out of browser.
Right.
And that will just tell you, hey, if I've got this Automation Factory, it doesn't tell you if you've got Excel.
Right.
It just tells you if you've got COM on the machine.
Exactly. So let's run this.
And if you don't do that, if you didn't have that if statement and then you press the button and you didn't have COM on your machine or Excel,
right,
you'd get an exception.
So let's take a look. Again, custom Chrome. Now we have this part down here. And with our buttons are Excel, Word, and Outlook, right, and Notepad. So let's click Excel.
And you see it's cranking up Excel somewhere.
Right.
I saw it spin.
Right. And this is a good place where when you open it, Excel fires an event.
Boy, you type fast.
Thanks. an event will fire from Excel saying when it's installed and, or when it's open and ready. So you can actually listen to that. Great user experience would be to show a loading icon in Silverlight.
It says it's loaded.
Exactly. Yeah. So and then the screen behind us, what you saw happen is each line was actually writing, which is pretty exciting to see Silverlight actually writing to Excel. So at this point, we have our Excel. We can save it. You can also modify these, and the code that we currently have doesn't do this, but just to taking this a step further, you can modify this value, save it.
Or maybe somebody adds a new bookmark. Favorite down
sure.
there, a bookmark, and if we were listening to it, we could actually add it to that list box in our Silverlight code.
Exactly.
Could you do all that right now for us? Could you wire all that code over me? Put you on the spot. Just kidding. So no, that works great. So that's all we do for Excel there, and again, all the API calls are Excel-specific. Like the Word calls the same way. You could open an Internet Explorer, anything right. that's got a COM interface.
Right. And take a look at the lab doc, because if we start scrolling through, there's the Excel cell, but we also have Word, Outlook. What would be nice is if I wanted to share all these bookmarks with you, I can click Outlook, and it will fire up an email message.
Right. Automatically send it off to whatever
exactly
user we might have there. So you can really customize the experience. And it's great. You can push data, you can pull data, and you can check to see if COM's installed.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, Corey.
And thanks, John.
Thank you all for going through this exercise. Next, we'll move on to the next module.